International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 5. Day 2. Morning Nourishment. Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. 8:1. And there occurred in that day a great persecution against the church which was in Jerusalem, and all were scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. After the church was produced at Pentecost, it has been constantly spreading for the past 2,000 years and has spread everywhere. The church was produced in Jerusalem, but it could not be kept in Jerusalem. The church is universal, so it must spread. This spreading is not promoted by human methods, nor is it worked out by human hands. The spreading of the church is brought about by the growth in the Lord's life. On man's side, the church cannot grow quickly, and we should not be greedy for speed. However, on God's side, the church must spread. Not long after the church in Jerusalem was raised up, God caused his children to be scattered to various places by persecution. Today's reading. The spreading of the church can break through many barriers and eliminate many undesirable practices. In many places where the church is raised up, however, the saints may be narrow-minded. In Jerusalem, they had many Old Testament traditions and teachings that caused them to close themselves off from others. They sealed themselves up and despised other people. Moreover, they did not communicate with others. Peter was the top apostle who saw the vision of the mystery of God and heard the prophecies of the mystery of Christ. Despite the fact that he received the revelation, he almost brought the church into the limitations of Judaism. In Peter's mind, the church belonged to Jerusalem and to the Jews and should not go to the Gentile lands or to the Gentile people. However, the church had to spread. When the church begins to spread, erroneous concepts are shattered, regardless of whether the concepts are regional, racial, or mutually discriminatory. Because it is not easy to break through the regional concepts within people, the church needs to spread even more. It is through spreading that all our close-mindedness is eliminated. Acts 8 shows that the first step in the disciples' scattering, that is, the first place to which they were scattered, was to Samaria. When the apostles came and prayed for the Samaritans, the Holy Spirit immediately descended upon them. Thus, God Himself confirmed this spread. God confirmed that the church needed to spread, therefore, the first step in the church's spread was to Samaria, to a people who were partly Jew and partly Gentile. From Acts 8, the second step of the church's spread was through Philip's preaching of the gospel to an Ethiopian eunuch. Thus, the gospel spread to Africa. The Jews never thought that God would call the Gentiles to hear the gospel, receive salvation, and become the church. But one day an angel of the Lord came and spoke to Philip, saying, "Rise up and go south on the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." Philip obeyed and went. On the way he saw the chariot of an Ethiopian eunuch, and the Holy Spirit said to Philip, "Approach, and join this chariot." Philip went forward and came up to the Ethiopian eunuch. Philip did these things not by himself but under the leading of the Holy Spirit. He not only preached the gospel to the eunuch and led him to believe in the Lord and be saved, but he also baptized him. When Philip and the eunuch came up from the water, the Holy Spirit caught Philip away. This is the end of today's morning revival.